And to the K-Lines we go as we get ready for tonight's Packer game between the Packers and the Bears. Coverage 5 o'clock, the kickoff at 7:20 on K107.1 tonight. Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joins us. All right, Brian, so we're 0-1. We have the Bears coming in on a short week. Is it too early to say must-win game for the Packers tonight?
You know, it's not a must-win, but you know, any team that starts 0-2 in the NFL, not a very good chance they make the playoffs. So, I mean, if you're going to go 0-2 at any time, I suppose the beginning of the season is the time to do it. But it's an important game, no doubt, an important game.
You don't want to see especially the Packers lose at home twice in a five-day span, so the Packers definitely want to come out and defend Lambeau Field tonight. Of course, it's against those rivals, the Chicago Bears, who another tough opponent present another tough set of challenges for the Packers. What do the Packers need to worry about most with Chicago? They're a different team on offense with the arrival of Brandon Marshall.
Absolutely. Brandon Marshall makes this offense a lot more dangerous, and it wasn't too bad to begin with. So with the addition of him, the Packers' defense really has to be ready, especially in the secondary where they had so many problems in that opening day loss to the San Francisco 49ers. Tremont Williams, Jarrett Bush, Sam Shields, Charles Woodson, all of them. I mean, they all got to be on top of their game tonight to face Jay Cutler, Brandon Marshall, and the Bears' passing attack.
Learning from what the Packers did in Week 1 that led to the loss to the Niners, what do they change? Do they try to shake up the game plan offensively, defensively at all? Or do they just admit that they got beaten by a better team that day and just try to go out and play the same style of football?
Yeah, I don't know if you change a whole lot. You just got to play better. Yeah, you got to play up to your potential. No more miscommunication in the secondary, anything like that. No more throwing crucial fourth-quarter interceptions like Aaron Rodgers did. It's just playing up to the potential. And, you know, I'm not sure if you make wholesale changes this early in the season. And it would certainly be nice if the Packers rookies step up. They're counting on so many of them on defense. Nick Perry, Jarrell Worthy, Jaron McMillan. Those guys got to start playing like veterans soon.
The game last Sunday kind of reminded me of a game from the season where Rodgers first took over as the starter. I think they went 6-10 last year, but they would always like go down and then come back, but then couldn't pull it out. You'd always think, oh, they lost this game. All of a sudden, then you have the hope again, and then they just lose. I do not want that to happen again this year, Brian, so hopefully they do what you've recommended, and that would be simply just play better, guys. You got the rival Bears coming in the town tonight again. You can hear that on K107.1. Coverage starts at 5. A lot of talk this week, once again, about Greg Jennings. Are we going to see him on the field, or is he too busy filming commercials in Hollywood to actually play football, Brian?
Yes, Greg Jennings listed as doubtful tonight, but then all of a sudden, Adam Schefter of ESPN, their NFL expert, says he has more of a 50-50 chance. So you hear doubtful, you think he's not going to play, and now it's a coin flip. So I have no clue. Differing reports out there about what Jennings is going to do. They could use him at full strength, but if he's not full strength, I don't know if you really want to risk him putting out there. And you know, the Packers have a long week off after this. They don't play till Monday Night Football next week, so maybe you give Jennings the day off, and hopefully he comes back even stronger for that game.
Now, Donald Driver, as we talk about receivers, did he only play 3 snaps last week? Are we going to see Driver in this offense, or has a guy like Randall Cobb, what he can do in the backfield now, completely made Driver irrelevant?
Well, I suppose if Greg Jennings doesn't play tonight, you're going to see more of Donald Driver just because Jennings isn't playing. But no doubt about it, this wasn't an experiment with Randall Cobb last week. He is now a full-fledged part of the Packers' offense, and he will be playing a lot and more than Donald Driver. So, you know, once all the Packers' receivers are there and healthy, you know, I think you might see Donald Driver playing a little bit here and there, but his role might be reduced this season. I think that's kind of a likely bet.
Let's play a quick game of over-under, Brian. Is that cool?
Sure.
Cedric Benson, 50 yards rushing tonight.
I'll go over just because it can't get any worse than last week. They'll try to establish the run a little bit better this week. Over.
Okay, Packers turnover margin plus one.
Man, that's a tough one. Can I take it exactly spot on plus one?
Yeah, you can take even. You can take even.
Even, sure.
Okay, Packers Packers wins in the 2012 season by the end of the night. The over-under is zero.
I will take the over. I do think the Packers are going to win tonight.
You got a score for us?
Something like 24-21. It's always a close game with the Bears, even though the Packers have come out more often than not the past few years. But it'll be close, something like that, 24-21.
Okay, Brian Caravu predicting a close game. We're getting a lot of submissions, too, for our contest in K107.com, and a lot of people in that 24-21, 27-24 range. So we'll see how close this thing is tonight. Again, the coverage at 5 o'clock, the kickoff 7:20. Brian Caravu got a lot of work going on, always a busy man at CheeseheadTV.com. Make sure you check him out. Brian, we'll talk to you tomorrow, and it better be about a victory.
I'm hoping so, too. Talk to you then.